need your help. It's been 3 weeks since I've been on the air. The last two Saturday specials, I wasn't here. We had a guest, we had Rob Roberts 2 weeks ago, and we had a rerun of Mario Obledo and Barbara Coe talking about illegal immigration. Last was the award winner, an award winner Saturday. Did you like it?
That was fun.
Yeah, that was done in 1998. And I think we want to do a rerun of that. Not a rerun, but, you know, redo it. You know what I'm saying? So that we can get those same guests back on to do an updated one. But in any case, all right, no particular subject or guest today. So that means open mic. People like to do these sort of free-form programs. We think that. But here are some suggestions. Here's what we're going to talk about today. It'll be a caller-driven program, unless, of course, I don't like what the callers want to talk about, and then we won't do it. But I'm pretty easygoing, and so there's a good chance that whatever the callers want to talk about, we will go ahead and do it. But here are some suggestions. Here's what we're going to do for sure, you know, somewhere in the program. We're going to talk about our KSCO website. For years and years, people have been saying, what's the matter with you guys? You shouldn't even have a website if you're not going to update it and have it be, you know, worthwhile. Okay, guess what, gang? It's getting better and better, and now we're actually proud of it, so we might actually start promoting it, starting with this program, the KSCO.com website. It's okay. Yeah, Roy, we're going to call Roy later. This being the last day of the year, it's sort of a tradition around KSCO that we have Roy Masters on as a guest, always spicy, and so today will be no exception. We will be calling Roy shortly, sometime during the program, probably in the next half hour or so, and get his perspective of the year past. So what are some of the other things? We're going to be talking about our comment line. There's a good chance that we're going to be dropping our 429-2222 comment line because it's being abused by one person who's going to spoil it for everybody, but more about that later. We're also going to talk about Craigslist. We're also going to talk about flu vaccines. We're also going to talk about Cyril, and we're also going to talk about ManCow. All of the above is subject to whether or not we have time. Now, this is what we call a tease in the radio business, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very unusual that we get to 8 3/4 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour on KSCO on the Saturday special without starting it out properly. So we're going to do it now.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, good morning, Monterey Bay, Central California, all the ships at sea. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special with our pilot in command, Noah James. Hello there, Noah. And we're going to have some fun today, for sure. It's the last Saturday special of the year of our Lord 2003. Stay with us. We'll be on till noon.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now you know we're going to have a special Saturday special because we played that special fanfare music instead of this music. See, that's the music we usually play when people are going to duke it out here in the studio, and I'm going to sit here and try to keep the peace and try to keep people from scratching their eyes out and so forth. But no. Thank you, Noah. Thank you. Good job. Welcome to, as we say, hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special. We do this maybe once every 5 or 6 weeks or so. We don't have any particular single topic. It'll be a caller-driven program. And I want to talk about several things here. I want to talk about our KSCO website. And it's hard to tell how many people who are regular listeners to KSCO regularly go online. My guess is that probably more than 50%. On the other hand, because talk radio tends to skew older, you know, 35 plus, there are quite a lot of older people who do listen to talk radio who might be, how should we say, a little timid, little concerned about or afraid of going of computers and going online and so forth. Although that really is changing as the internet and online communities become much more user friendly. One of the things that we're going to talk about today is our KSCO website. I want some insight from you people, you folks, okay, about how what you would like to see on our KSCO website that isn't there right now. Now, for years, we had actually one of the first websites of any radio station in the world, probably one of the top, one of the first 15 or 20 radio stations that even bothered to have a website, because we had a program, a real cutting-edge program called RadioNet, which ran on this radio station in 1994 for about a year, year and a half. And what it was talk radio about the Internet. And we were way ahead of our time, and people like Rob Glazer were on that program, and Rob went on to become, a billionaire with his Real Audio standard, which was developed as an audio standard for people to be able to listen to live audio and pre-recorded audio on the Internet. There have since become several other standards, but Real Audio, I believe, is still the front runner and the leading standard for listening to audio on the Internet. We did a website a long, long time ago, but somehow we sort of got lost, and it really didn't develop like it should. And now many other radio stations and many other companies have websites that are much more sophisticated than ours. But golly, it's time for us to get with the program and start using our website to do things that we should have been doing a long time ago, like the best restaurant or best place to get this or get that or whatever. There's all kinds of things that we could be doing with our website. We want to hear from you so that maybe that'll give us the energy to do that. Our website address is ksco.com. I would invite those of you who are listening right now, if you are at your home or near where you can log on to a computer, to go to our website and go to our polls section, because we do have some polls that we are interested in your input from. And we'll go over some of those also a little later on. We also want to talk about our comment line. Now, we've had this on for we've had this online here for quite a number of years. It's a real easy number to remember. If you're in the Monterey Bay area, in the 831 area code, that phone number is 831. You don't have to dial the 831. You just dial 429-2222. You'll hear a recording of me, and you can tell me anything you want to talk about. But the problem with the comment line lately is that one person who feels bad about having been banned from the radio programs by certain of our hosts, who are just sick and tired of hearing his very predictable comments on the radio, has been using the comment line to monopolize it. Now, as an example, when I call the comment line, I might typically retrieve 20 or 30 messages that might be there since the last time I checked. And all but two or three of them are from this one individual, and you know who you are. So I don't know what to do about that. Should we eliminate the comment line because not enough people are using it, or because this one person is using it too much? We are very, very interested in how you feel we can make our radio station better. Now, there is, talking about websites, there is a website that I became familiar with several months ago. It's called Craigslist, and there's no apostrophe in it. It's craigslist.com or .org. Either one, craigslist.com or craigslist.org. Noah, I asked you if you had heard of Craigslist. You said no. Here in the Monterey Bay area, you ask around, Craigslist is not really all that well known. And I think it really should be, because it's an amazing website. It's a totally free website, and it's a place for people to post their notices, even ads to rent places. That's how I found out about it. I was talking to a realtor up in the Bay Area who lists properties to rent as a property manager, and I said, "Well, what are some of the services that you do?" And he said, "Well, we listed on our own newsletter that hangs out in front of our office here, and people come by and pick it up, people who are looking for places to rent. And we do this and we do that, and we listed on Craigslist." I said, "What's Craigslist?" And they said, "Well, it's just this great website where people go who are looking for places to live." So I said, "Well, I should check that out and take a look at it." She said, "Yeah, it's totally free. Anybody can use it." And I appreciated the realtor telling me that. And I checked it out, and sure enough, you can use Craigslist to list a property that you have for rent. You can use Craigslist to find a property that you buy by area. And it's really an amazing website. But it's only recently that I started surfing around other parts of Craigslist. Craigslist is everything. It's much more than a service for people who own property and people who want to find a place to live or a place to rent. It's everything. I mean, I even noticed they have a personal section. It's almost like a mini eBay, except I don't understand, frankly, how Craigslist has gotten to be so big when everything is so free. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Anyhow, people who whoever came up with this concept is to be admired and praised. And I guess people in this world, there are some people who just don't necessarily do everything for money, and I think that's really, really good. So I wanted to put out the word for those of you who have not heard of Craigslist, and those of you who have, want to remind you to get on your computer, get online, and surf around, and you'll find that this is I think it started in the Bay Area as sort of a community service bulletin board almost, and apparently has spread to Craigslist organizations throughout the United States in many, many major cities, and I think even in the UK, if I'm not mistaken. So, wanting to inform you of things that you might not hear about, KSCO is proud to tell you about Craigslist. So, what else do we want to talk about? We want to talk about flu vaccines. I heard Michael Olson on the Food Chain program, the prior program, and came down here. Michael and I are like two ships that pass in the night. You know, we just about never talk to each other or see each other, except on Saturday morning when I'm coming in to do the radio program and he's going out. But the room was dark. Is it true that, and they had a great show about the flu virus. Is it true that Michael has the flu?
Michael does not have the flu, from all I know.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm okay. Sure.
Good. Because Cyril does. Our ambassador of the what does he call himself?
Cyril is the official ambassador of the New World Order
and our official webmaster. Actually, now Cyril is much, much more than a pretty face and an intelligent voice and mind here that you hear on the Embassy of the New World each Sunday from 11 to 1. Actually, Cyril is a very, very talented talk show. Besides being a talk show host, he's a very talented web designer. And this man is from Russia. I mean, he grew up in the Soviet Union, and he has amazing perspectives on world affairs and puts out, to our knowledge, the only foreign affairs program in talk radio, local, regional, or national. And we're very proud to have Cyril. But what a lot of people don't know about Cyril is that he is a web designer and a web programmer, and he's probably wincing right now if he's listening, because I know that he's sick. I talk with him. I called him. I said, "Did I wake you at 8:15? And he said, yeah, I did. Did you get my email, Michael? I'm really, really sick." It didn't sound like Cyril. And I said, "Yeah, no, I didn't get your email." So But in any case, he's the guy that we call to add features to our website. And when you call this program with discussions today about what you would like to see on the website, what you like and what you don't like, they're going to be forwarded to Cyril. And hopefully, if he's not too sick to listen, he will hear it himself. He will be too sick to do his program tomorrow. And I came up, I guess we sort of both came up with the idea of maybe the program being guest hosted by none other than Ben Encelinas, who doesn't even know this yet. I don't know if Ben is listening, but if he is, Cyril and I talked this over, and we decided that if Jose hasn't already made other arrangements for your for Cyril's replacement for the embassy program tomorrow, then we would like to have Ben Encelinas, who is a frequent caller that gets on everybody's nerves and gets under everybody's skin, to be the host. Anyhow, I am to tell people here that the Metropolitan Opera will begin promptly at 10:30 on our sister station, AM 1340. You want me to introduce it right before? Can you butt in and just remind me, because I'll forget?
Yeah, I'll butt in.
Okay, good. Thanks. All right. So we've talked about Cyril. We want to talk a little bit about flu vaccines. I'm a believer in taking the flu vaccine. It's been 17 years since I got the flu, and the last 16 years I have taken a flu vaccine. I know there are other people who swear that taking the flu vaccine gives them the flu and makes it so they're ready to die. So I can understand if those people are not going to take the flu, but I'm interested in other people's input. Am I the only one who hasn't had the flu for every year that I've taken the flu virus vaccine? 479-1080, 477-1340 are our phone numbers. Can this be true? Can this be true? Craig Newmark from Craigslist. Now, wait a minute. Let's see if this is true. Is this true? Is this an imposter? Is this the real Craig from Craigslist?
I got an email from you apparently last night. And if you want me to, I've already responded to it and left you a voicemail.
Oh, okay.
Do it again. What would you like to do?
We're on the air right now.
Well, that's even better.
Sure. That way, nothing will be lost in the translation. Okay. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, I spent so much time on Craigslist last evening exploring other parts of the website that I hadn't really noticed before, hadn't really taken the time to, that I shot an email to Craig himself and said my compliments to the chef, and invited him to call in if he had time today. And there really is a real Craig. And I didn't know that until yesterday.
I'm about as real as anyone else is these days.
So what happened? This was like 1995. You came up with the idea of a community bulletin board for the San Francisco Bay Area?
Well, it was simpler than that. In 94, I was at Charles Schwab evangelizing the net. I saw a lot of people helping each other out. I figure, I can do that. So I just started telling people early 95 about cool events. People asked for more, like job postings for sale. I said, hey, how about apartments? And it just went on from there.
Well, so were you a stockbroker at Schwab?
Oh, no, I'm a computer guy.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, I'm the kind of computer guy who grew up wearing a plastic pocket protector, thick black glasses taped together, and I had the social skills you expect of such guys.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, I got to tell you, I've always wanted to ask how the website. I mean, it costs a lot of money to have sort of a sophisticated website like you have. How do you do it?
Well, right now there's a team of 14 of us.
Uh huh.
And you know, there what I've done is surrounded by myself with people who are smarter than me.
Uh-huh.
I've demoted myself and have a guy running things who's much tougher and smarter than I am.
Uh-huh.
Although my last communication from him, he said he regretted not having a flu shot.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he's in bad shape right now.
Oh.
Yeah. And the deal is, we're not 100% free. We charge employers and recruiters in the Bay Area for job postings. The deal is we've asked people in the community what's okay to charge for. Not much consensus, except that people told us it's cool to charge employers. It's also okay to charge landlords and apartment brokers.
But you don't do that, at least yet, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Is that coming, do you think?
Right now we speculate about charging job posters in New York. That's it.
Now, why would you discriminate against people in New York?
But well, the deal is, the job posters we speak to tell us that we should charge them, and probably more.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm just giving you a hard time, Craig. I think it's amazing. I know what, I don't know what bandwidth costs, but it must be a fortune for as many hits as you get. I mean, you get like millions of hits a week, probably, right? Or maybe even a day.
Well, right now, prior to the holidays, when everything slows down, we were getting about 550 million page views a month.
550 million, my gosh.
Yeah, and about half of those are from the Bay Area.
So, and now, how can you, from the Bay Area Craigslist, right? Because I was going to ask you, if someone were to, you know, log on, can you tell where they're logging on from, or just from the IP address?
Well, all we have is the IP address, and we really don't track that. All we do is we compile some of our statistics so we have an idea of what's going on. That's about it.
Right. So, as a result of this radio broadcast, which, you know, our primary coverage area is Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz radio market, which is about 500,000 people, but our signal, Craig, is very, very strong. We get out like a 50,000 watt station because of where our transmitter and tower site is located on a lagoon near the ocean in Santa Cruz. So you can hear this station can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield. So I would be curious to know if there's any kind of a way for you to tell how many hits you get as a result of this program. Probably the answer to that is no, right? There's no way, right?
I'm in front of a system right now, and I'm going to indulge my curiosity. We do have something which will tell us how many hits per second we're getting, and I'm actually going to bring it up. But the only thing that ever managed to do that in a visible way, you know, last week I was on this minor CNN thing, and, you know, that actually caused an effect, particularly since I wished my mother well. She's in the hospital and people like that.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, but right now I'm actually monitoring the thing right now, and it seems to be following the normal curve.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that I would expect it to be a huge jump, because, you know, we're nothing in terms of audiences if you compare it like to CNN. I presume you're talking about television, but
yeah.
But still, it'd be real interesting. One of the wonderful things about the net is that you can get feedback. That's real. It's not like the Arbitron ratings that we use in radio to determine. There's nothing scientific about that. People fill out diaries, this one company called Arbitron happens to put out the data that everybody goes by, even though there's absolutely no scientific fact or reasoning behind it at all. It's just the way it is. But with the internet, you really can monitor hits, and I guess there might even be a way to monitor duplicate hits.
Time to introduce the opera, MZ.
Okay, thank you. We're going to introduce the opera. If you don't want to listen to this program, guys and gals, you can switch over to AM 1340 in 3 seconds, where the Metropolitan Opera will begin. So, talk to you later. Okay, now those of you who are staying with us on the Saturday special, we love you. Thank you for staying. But the Met Opera is wonderful, too. So, and we're carrying the Metropolitan Opera on AM 1340, our sister station, from 10:30 on Saturday, live, until it finishes, and that's typically 3.5-4 hours or something.
Finishes right? This afternoon at 1:50.
Okay, great. So it's there for you if you want. Craig, we're talking with Craig Newmark, who is the CEO of Craigslist, which is a wonderful website where you can be entertained. You can put out information. You can obtain information. I mean, I guess that can be said about just about every website, but this website is so versatile and so amazing that I can't say enough about it, and I just wanted our KSCO audience to know about it. I don't think there are a whole lot of people here in the Monterey Bay Area who are familiar with Craigslist. Just about everybody in the Bay Area knows about it. I mean, you walk up to somebody on the street, you say, have you heard of Craigslist? If you're not bashful, make them think you're crazy. And not concerned about that, most people will say, sure, I use it a lot. But here, it's not very well known. So I thought I would talk about it and had shot an email to Craig himself of Craigslist, and sure enough, Craig is on the phone with us here. So if you have any questions about Craigslist, whether you know about it or not, and want to give a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340 are our phone numbers. And I've got something here. There's a section in Craigslist, Craig, that talks about rants and raves.
Yeah, there is.
And it sort of made me think it's sort of like the little talk radio-like section of Craigslist. And there's a warning, there's a disclaimer at the beginning saying that if you're offended by, you know, profane language and, you know, sexually explicit material, which might appear in this section, just click on your back button here and don't bother to go in. So you warn people. But I'm not offended by that. In fact, we don't want people using profanity when they get on the talk radio, because we have a broadcast license that we want to maintain. I am sort of amused at some of the things that people say. And so I want to read something that, and since I got the head guy on the telephone here, I want to read something that I saw on Craigslist last night when I was surfing around here in the rants and raves department. And it didn't give the name of the poster, because I guess you have a system where you have an anonymous response emails, where email addresses where people can respond if they care to these postings. But this is titled Politically Correct About Races. It says, in today's world, you can't say anything about a person's race, color, or creed without someone being offended. I have recently learned that none of my preconceived ideas about race or religion are correct. For example, black people never talk in movie theaters, and sometimes they shut up. Chinese people are excellent drivers. Arabs don't smell. Jewish people constantly pick up the check. I know a lot of Irish people who aren't complete alcoholics. Japanese tourists never have photo equipment, always are well hung. Mexicans never come to the USA illegally, and most of them speak impeccable English. And then at the bottom it says, please don't flag this. It is only a joke. Happy holidays to one and all. And that's from someone called Anonymous 214-27506. So, I thought that was so funny. I thought that was so funny that I said, that I sent that person an email saying, hey, right on. I think it's what a great sense of humor. I really enjoyed your posting. And just said, you know, way to go. And this person sent me an email back. I said I was going to read it on the radio show today and give him credit. And so it turns out that this fellow's name is Jeff Goodman. And he sent me an email back saying, hi, thanks for the compliment about my rant on Craigslist. I'm glad you saw the humor, but unfortunately the powers that be on Craigslist removed my rant shortly after it was posted. I will listen to your show on Saturday. Where is AM 1080 located? It comes in a little staticky on my stereo. Thanks, Jeff. So hopefully Jeff is listening. Hopefully he will call in. But here's Craig himself. Hey, how does that work, Craig? I mean, I guess there was some racially explicit or insensitive stuff here that made someone decide that it shouldn't be on, or what?
Well, here's a lot about how our system works. And I got to have a few moments to make sense of this. The deal is that we've turned over a lot of the day-to-day operation of the site to the people who use it, figuring that the people in the community know it in a lot of respects better than we do. One of the ways we've turned over a lot of direct control is by providing a flagging system. If you're looking at a post and you see, you know, if you find it really out of line, or even something like a scam or something like that, you can flag it for removal as being, say, miscategorized or spam. Uh-huh. And if enough people agree with you, then the posting gets automatically removed.
So it's not going to be removed if some cranky person who doesn't have a sense of humor, you know, complains or...
Yeah. Well, you're right. The deal is that we can detect and make sure that the same person isn't repeatedly flagging the same thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So we do have some controls in there.
But, I mean, if one person is offended, it's not going to be enough to kick it off, even if they only complain once, right?
That's correct.
Okay. How many complaints do you have to get? Is there a definite number? Or?
It changes by the city, the category, and the flagging reason. We fine-tune it to match actual conditions because that was just the reality we found. We're actually paying attention to what happens. We actually listen to feedback and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted, you could even give me that anonymous number again, and I can look up why that posting was removed.
Sure. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
I'm guessing, by the way, that people interpreted it as a thinly veiled racism. Because we've seen people do that.
The guy actually says it's only a joke. Please don't flag this. So
people often don't read to the end of something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes attempts at humor, particularly online, where you don't have nonverbal cues, sometimes people don't get it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, here's the address. Anon, A-N-O-N, dash 214-27506 at Craigslist.org.
Let me make sure I got that. I think I did, yeah. And I'm a... It looks like a handful of people interpreted it as genuinely racist, and despite the guy's disclaimer, on the other hand, one guy voted for it being the best of Craigslist.
Yeah, okay, it's the best I've seen so far, but again, I haven't spent much time doing anything other than perusing the property listings and so forth, but I want to put that out. For those of you who have listened to this, the politically correct about racists, I'm going to read it again because it's short. It's going to short. I want to know from our KSCO listening audience if you think this is funny or not, or maybe you think it's in very poor taste that I've read it once, let alone twice, or twice, let alone once. In today's world, you can't say anything about a person's race, color, or creed without someone being offended. I have recently learned that none of my preconceived ideas about race or religion are correct. For example, black people never talk in movie theaters, and they sometimes shut up. Chinese people are excellent drivers. Arabs don't smell. Jewish people constantly pick up the check. I know a lot of Irish people who aren't complete alcoholics. Japanese tourists never have photo equipment, always are well hung. Mexicans never come to the USA illegally, and most of them speak impeccable English. And then it says, please don't flag this, which means please don't complain about it. Don't send a complaint to the online people at Craigslist. It's only a joke. Happy holidays to one and all. And the guy who wrote that is named, his name is Jeff. And nobody's calling. So I might have offended the entire KSCO audience, unknowingly without even realizing it, because not a single caller is calling, and this just blows me away. I know people are traveling. I know they're busy with their holiday stuff, but surely some people, have some thoughts about what they just heard, and is that funny or not?
Well, it's a genuine issue.
Uh-huh.
We are afraid to talk about race in honest terms.
Uh-huh.
Nevertheless, the way this guy phrased it, one could interpret it as being completely straightforward, or maybe some kind of subtle, something subtle and unpleasant. Frankly, I've just looked at some of the other postings from the guy, and they do lead me to... I just looked at another one. I've now looked at two of the guy's ads.
Oh, so there have been others that have been pulled off?
I don't, right now, this is in the gray area regarding privacy, because
okay.
I don't want to read them since they were posted as anonymous.
Oh.
But I'm now glad that the first one was removed.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yes, very much so now.
Oh, wow. Very interesting. Okay, we have got callers now. In fact, we got tons of callers here. But we do have lines that we have lines open at 477-1340. We'll go through this pretty quickly here. We got Craig Newmark, who is the Craig himself of Craigslist, which is a very, very big website, ladies and gentlemen, even though you might not have heard about it around this area. It's going to become really big in this. In fact, you need to do a Santa Cruz Monterey Bay Craigslist, Craig. I mean,
well, if people ask us to do that, then we do it.
Cool. In fact, we'll be your main sponsors or a promoter or somehow. You know, you and I can work that out or something, because I'm just totally, totally behind you guys 100% for what that's worth. Let's go to our first caller, Santa Cruz Mike. You're on with Craigslist Craig and MZ. Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, you're on.
Hey, Mike. Sorry, I didn't hear that last bit.
Oh.
Hey, I think that this whole episode here of this guy getting flagged and getting knocked off the Craigslist, which I've surfed and cruised around in, it's a great list. It's a great lesson. I guess you call it social studies. What happens when you have a democracy versus a republic?
So in a
democracy, you can just bust people off because the mass rules whether it makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
In a republic, you get the rule of law so that anyone can post and do as they say and have freedom of speech.
Uh-huh. Well,
don't you think?
Yes, I guess, but Mike also, and you've called this station before. I think you're real intelligent. You always come up with some of the best calls that we ever have that are really cogent and everything. But you know, it brings to mind dilemmas that we have every. Well, I won't even call it a dilemma. I'll call it a problem. Problems that we have every once in a while with this talk radio station. This is one of the last remaining independent, family-owned and operated radio stations in the world. Certainly in the United States, because everything else has been bought up by the big boys, and the rest of. I mean, that's just the way it is. And we pride this on being the freest radio station around, where people can get on and with it with dignity, as long as they're not using profanity or nasty, you know, they could pretty much say their piece. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But every once in a while,
some people, when we knock somebody off the air because we're tired of the programming, sometimes they turn around and accuse us of violating their free speech.
Well,
now,
you
see what I'm saying?
Rules and
like
regulations.
If you were a caller that one of our hosts didn't like, our hosts have the right to decide to determine the program content of their particular program. That's just the way it is. And the radio station has the right to ban people from the whole radio station if we want to, without being guilty of violating somebody's freedom of speech. And I would say the same thing about Craigslist. Craigslist is not a privilege, it's a right. Am I right?
Well, what we do is we've had this discussion periodically because it is real important.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I say it wrong? I said Craigslist.
I think you said it wrong.
I said it wrong. Yeah, I tend to say things wrong. My grandmother used to say when one door closes, two others open, and I always get it the wrong way. I always say when one door closes, two. Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, the caller has a great point, and this is something we talk about a great deal. We try to figure out, what kind of system are we running? What does democracy mean in this context? What role does the Bill of Rights play? So far, the best reasoning we can come up with is that we're a commons, which is to say we're kind of a public resource, but we want to avoid what the economists call the tragedy of the commons, where people overuse and abuse the system, and what happens is that you get something that's after a while, worthless.
Hey, may I make a suggestion, Craig?
Okay.
And I don't know how possible this is, but like, so it would be more like a republic. That is, we have rules and we have regulations instead of just masses going in and flagging somebody.
Oh.
Maybe instead of deleting it, it's put a flag or special note that says the masses or the handful in this community have decided this is not appropriate, and in some way mark it and tag it, but make it still available to be read.
We've proposed things kind of like that. And people have told us in significant numbers, no, that won't work.
Significant liberals or just people in general?
Significant numbers.
Oh.
That is, that we
just
got
kidding,
feedback.
Mike.
How would Craig know? You don't. He doesn't ask what their political persuasion is when they send comments.
I think you can tell by their political persuasion, by what they would want to have turned off, or what they would want to have flagged, or the general makeup of the people who would visit Craigslist. I'm sure they'd have overall a general leaning, like we all do when we go to certain sites.
Well, I got a question for you, Mike. Have you been using Craigslist before you heard this program?
I've probably surfed on and off of it maybe two or three times. It's a fascinating site.
And you ain't no liberal.
Well, you know, I have some liberal tendencies in certain ways.
Oh.
Well, Mike, to answer your question, normally when you read what someone writes or what they flag or not, you can read a little bit into it. The exception is that on our site, no matter what someone's political convictions are, people are really protective of our site, and they seem to act frequently out of a sense of protectiveness rather than political conviction. I like that a lot. And right now we think the system is working pretty well. We do want suggestions for how to improve it. But right now we think that everyone should get a place at the table. And yet, if even at a big dinner, if someone's acting in an objectionable way and, well, let's say misbehaving themselves, people have a right to ask them to leave.
Okay, now here's a question for you. We ban callers from the radio station sometimes when they don't live by the rules, you know, when they advertise another radio station or when they, you know, insist on going, you know, we do that sometimes. Do you ever ban posters?
In some cases we have. One case that I'm working on now, actually, is a guy who continually posts hate speech. And we've decided that's something that's not okay.
Yeah.
In another case, which I am working on currently, more mundane, well, we've become a big deal of a rental listing resource for New York.
Uh-huh.
You know how tough it is to find a place there.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than you watch Seinfeld or something.
Uh-huh.
We have apartment brokers who post ads for apartments where they charge a fee,
but
they post them in the no-fee section.
Uh-huh.
And while that sounds like a minor infraction of rules...
No, that's terrible.
Well, if you're desperate, if you can't afford a few $1,000s for a fee, then you don't want to be bothered by brokers who pull that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm putting a lot of energy into that.
I see. Yeah, I was amazed when I saw that, at least in the San Francisco section... When you're posting a listing, if you have a property to rent or even to sell, it asks you if you're a broker, and if you are, to please disclose that, and if there's a fee involved and so forth, which is only right. So,
hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I think something to bear in mind, I appreciate what Craigslist has done, and I'm thinking I was there like 3 years ago when it was much, much smaller. But something to bear in mind, to compare KSCO to Craigslist is not, reasonable. You're a business that has to make a living, which makes a distinction. And also, you have certain rules that most people don't know about, that, you know, part of the FCC and all that kind of stuff, that you have to abide by and be cautious about. Well, Craigslist actually has a greater opportunity to be more like a republic and more beneficial for all than in a general sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, even though, you do have to do certain things, and you do have to ban callers, and you do have to have rude hosts on there sometimes to, you know, get the talk going and everything, Craigslist is an extremely open atmosphere, and this flagging thing to me seems unreasonable when you look at many of the things that are on there. You question whether they should be on there to begin with.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Here. Oh, here's a good one that I'll read. Jim in Monterey, we know you're long distance. We'll take you next here, but I got to read this here. Here's something. God bless Ronald Reagan. Yeah, right. I'm old enough to remember the Reagan administration. Massive deficits, Iran-Contra, numerous indictments of his cronies, sucking up to the religious right, ignoring the AIDS crisis, just for starters. Anyone who didn't spend the 80s with a Coke straw up his or her nose will remember this. As far as Ronnie goes, the fact that his brain is eaten up with Alzheimer's almost makes me believe in karma. Blank him. Blank him and blank the revisionists who are trying to make him out to be a hero. So that's one of the rantings here. Here's another one, okay? I'm gonna substitute words here, okay? 2-inch members. Yes, some men have 2 inches when they're hard. Lots of men are less than 2 inches, not hard. but they're about as common as men who are less than 4 feet tall, and no, the midgets and dwarfs aren't necessarily the men with the tiny weenies.
Was that flagged?
Well, I don't know. It might be, would it be flagged on this radio station? I'm going to be interested in what happens with a comment line after this program, because, you know, one nice thing, back to the posting here, it's almost over. One nice thing I read when I was a teenager was that a man can have a 2-inch member and still please a woman with it. Mine's a lot longer than that. Hell, for that matter, you don't need a member to please a woman as long as you've got 10 fingers, a tongue, and an imagination. Otherwise, lesbians would be SOL. So that's an example of...
Were you reading that, Mike, or were you saying that?
No, I was reading it.
I
printed it off of one of the... Okay. It was on the rants at Craigslist. Or maybe that was a rave. I don't know. Anyhow, it says, this is in or around the land of schlong.
Okay. Hey, look, I got to cut out, but I think it's a great show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Hitchler. Michael?
Okay. Yes.
Do me a favor if you can.
Yeah.
Looking on the San Francisco site.
Yeah.
On Rants and Raves, go back, look for a posting called The World Beyond Craigslist.
I did read that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more of what...
That was heartbreaking, actually.
Yeah.
That was a very heartbreaking, heart-rending. And yet there were a lot of dirty, filthy things, you know, that use real, you know, expletive language and so forth.
It's just like real life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we like. This is how we like to run this radio station, like real, but within the limits of good taste and no profanity and so forth. Hey, let's go to our next caller, Jim in Monterey. Jim, you're on with Craig and MZ.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a Republic, Democrat, whatever. You know, the problem is most people have trouble laughing at themselves. They are laughing at, you know, stereotypes of their particular ethnic group. And I'd be interested to find out what the ethnic group of the gentleman who posted it is, and how willing he is to allow himself to be stereotyped.
You mean of the first one that we read, the one that I read twice?
Right, the one. Okay. You were asking comments, asking for comments on.
Right. Well, I've actually got his I've got his real name and his email address.
Right.
And so I can ask him that, and hopefully he'll call in, because he said he was going to listen to the program. He did send me an email back saying he's going to listen to the program, and whether or not he calls in. Especially, hey, you know, I didn't know that we were going to have Craig himself on today. You know, the politically correct about races poster, if you're really listening, you should really call in now. We have open lines at 477-1340. The area code is 831. 831-477-1340. Jim, thanks
very
much.
Yeah, could I say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like, you know, people need to relax and you
chill
know,
out.
Take a good look at themselves and realize that, you know, there are things about all different types of people that are worthy of humor. That was my response to your...
Appreciate your call to the Saturday special. That was Monterey Jim. Now let's go to line three with Millie. Are you in La Selva Beach, Millie, or Aptos? Or?
It's okay. Aptos will do.
Okay.
Rio Del Mar.
All right.
Great show.
Thank you.
The ethnic comments were very amusing, they were somewhat close to the truth, I think. But people who like Phil Hendry would not take any offense from... that list of comments.
Good point. I'm not sure Craig knows Phil. Are you familiar with the Phil Hendry radio show?
No,
Craig?
I'm afraid not.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's a spoof. It's we carry it. We have it live on our drive time from 4 to 7. There is a station in the Bay Area, I believe, that carries it also. I'll double check that and get that with you. But if you have a sense of humor, Craig, you're going to love the Phil Hendry show.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
The Dottie Dooley. Is that her name, Dottie Dooley character? Well, anyway, regarding the banned caller who has been inundating your comment line.
Yes.
I came to know him, you know, going to the Friday afternoon coffee things, but not anymore. And that man really is to be pitied. He's very emotionally disturbed. There's no question of it. And after people know him for a little while, they're very struck with that.
Well, let's not get into that.
Okay, but most people
I think it's sad that something like that has to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, but most people have email. So are you okay with emailed comments?
Sure.
Or you don't want to be inundated. You don't want your email to be inundated.
Look, you know, it's not hard to press the delete button even on the voicemail, which we can do here next hour. We'll probably, break? Oh, that's right. We do have to do a break. My God. Okay. The answer is yes. Anybody can email mz@ksco.com. In fact, I like it when I get something besides spam, you know? So mz@ksco.com and... Sure. Let me know. It's actually the best way to get in touch with me because I try to return phone calls that are sent to me, but I don't always get a chance to do that. But Millie, thank you very much for calling the Saturday special. Noah, can we kill the promos? I guess. How many minutes do we have of spots? Enough. Okay. All right. Well, we will be back just ahead of the top of the hour here. It's the KSCO Saturday special with MZ, and our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you want to fax us, it's 475-2967. Back in a flash. Stay with us.
This holiday season, give a perfect gift. A gift of fun, excitement, and travel. A gift your entire family will enjoy for a long, long time. This year, give a new or pre-owned RV from RVs of Merit on Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley. RVs of Merit has over $10 million worth of RVs in inventory available right now. Go buy RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley and see just how easy it is to get into a new Alpha, Bigfoot, Winnebago, or Weekend Warrior toy hauler. And there's something you'll want to hear. You can drive away in a brand new RV from RVs of Merit for monthly payments less than a new car. Or if you select a beautiful new towable, less than $200 a month. This holiday season, forget the ties nobody wants and everybody forgets. This year, give a perfect gift of family fun and travel. Give a new or pre-owned RV from RVs of Merit on Scotts Valley Drive in beautiful Scotts Valley. Your whole family will say, ho, ho, ho.
When most people eat, they don't consider what happens to their food after it's been swallowed. Calories and nutrients are taken by the digestive system to feed our bodies, but what happens when we can't absorb the nutrients we ingest? Here's pharmacist Benjamin Fuchs to tell us how to better digest our food.
Food and digestion is the hardest thing that we do to our bodies on a regular basis, trying to digest our food. It creates a lot of stress in the body and produces a lot of toxins in the body as well. So a food holiday is always a good idea, no matter what your health issue is, or even if you're just plain healthy, it's a good idea to take a break from food once a week. And when you take a break from food, you want to make sure that you're drinking lots of veggie juices. Did you know just chewing your food appropriately can be a wonderful way to eliminate inflammatory conditions and can be a wonderful way to improve longevity? Just simply chewing your food can allow food to be digested more appropriately. The less we eat, the better. Now, there's different kinds of digestive enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes can have some really important effects, most especially for helping reduce inflammation. In fact, bromelain and papain alone have been shown to reduce inflammation due to trauma, but you also get secondary benefits, and that is improved digestion. Improved digestion can help eliminate toxins that make it into the bloodstream. Those toxins can actually be simply pieces of food that didn't get digested. So digestive enzymes are a wonderful strategy for taking care of that, and the digestive enzymes should be taken before meals.
Balance out your digestive system by taking American Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. Each bottle contains a proprietary enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, aids in detoxification, and at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll be properly digesting fats and proteins without eating away your hard-earned dough. Give your body what it needs for proper digestive health. American Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. To order or to pick up American Longevity products, please call 425-3090. That number again is 425-3090.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. It's MZ with Craig Newmark of Craigslist. Actually quite surprised and quite pleased that he called. Craig, want to thank you for calling into KSCO. Happy to introduce you to the station and really happy to introduce all of our audience who happens to be listening today to your wonderful website, Craigslist.com, also Craigslist.org. We're actually into a little bit into the news now, but want to thank you for being with us and wish you the best of success and I hope certainly that we'll be talking with you some more.
Thanks. I'll be available.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Thanks.
There you go. It's 11 o'clock on KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. Next hour, we're going to be checking in with none other than our good friend Roy Masters. And there's a whole lot more ahead, so stay with us. We'll be back right after the news.
Which has killed thousands. Some reports put that number as high as 20,000. In tragedies like this, where victims may be trapped beneath tons of debris, life literally ticks away by the minute. So rescue teams are being mobilized from around the world, including two from the United States.
There's only one other team that's certified for overseas deployment, and that's in Los Angeles, and I understand they're going as well.
Fairfax, Virginia Fire and Rescue's Dan Schmidt says their 73-member elite urban search and rescue team, sniffer dogs and all, is already on the way boarding a military jet this morning. In Southern California, they have their own search and rescue challenges to overcome.
Because the rain was so intense, the pressure could have caused some of the victims to be moved over a very large area, a number of miles.
From the San Bernardino County Fire Department, Tracy Martinez says 9 people are still missing from the Christmas Day mudslides that cascaded through Waterman County, carrying away people and debris. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants a soiled reputation, especially the finest hotels in the world. That's why hotels like Amelia Island Plantation rely on my 8-pound Oreck XL upright vacuum. Hi, I'm David Oreck. Try my Oreck XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and get your home 5-star clean. Hi, I'm David Oreck. According to the EPA, fresh air is becoming increasingly hard to find, especially in our homes. That's why I want you to try my Oreck Tabletop Air Purifier free for 30 days. It uses the same advanced technology as a U.S. submarine fleet, and it'll clean the air in your home faster than you can say Gesundheit. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Car bombs in Karbala today. They were part of the mix in a series of deadly coordinated attacks on coalition forces in that southern Iraq city.
6 coalition troops and 7 Iraqis died today in 3 separate attacks in the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. 80 people were wounded. The troops are from Bulgaria under the command of Polish forces serving in the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. The Iraqis were civilians and police officers. Insurgents had attacked coalition bases and Iraqi government buildings with car bombs, mortars, and machine guns. I'm Tom Bubert.
In Minnesota and North Dakota, they're ignoring the winter freeze and searching again, looking for college student Drew Shadeen, who went missing 5 weeks ago today. The searchers are volunteers coordinated through the website finddrew.com. Among those taking part in the latest search, members of Minnesota and North Dakota treasure hunting clubs. They'll be using their metal detecting equipment, looking for clues about Shadeen's November 22nd disappearance. This is USA Radio News.
Ovaltine's on the air with the Ovaltine song.
Ovaltina, kids like it a lot. Rich chocolate Ovaltine, it hits the spot. Creamy and delicious, and may I say nutritious. Tastes just like dessert.
Totally cool.
Erica, jazz it up.
Ovaltine hot, kids like it a lot. Rich chocolate Ovaltine, it hits the spot. Creamy and delicious, and may I say nutritious. It tastes just like dessert.
Radio Ovaltine signing off. Later.
On Wall Street, now that Christmas is over, they're beginning to pore over those cash register receipts.
Retailers are once again under the microscope. Shares of Walmart were up a fraction after reporting a surge in last-minute holiday shopping. The world's number one retailer said, though, that it still expects to reach only the low end of its December sales forecast. Overall, a number of retailers say the holiday shopping season has been a disappointment. One luxury retailer faring well in Friday's session was Sharper Image. Shares of the stock spiked after the seller of high-end gadgets raised its profit forecast and said sales in December were up 21% so far. I'm John Russell here at the New York Stock Exchange.
Steel stocks got a lift from news that the Chinese government lifted tariffs on imported steel 2 years earlier than originally intended. The tariffs were imposed last year and were meant to last 3 years. The U.S. scrapped our own steel import tariffs just earlier this month. There's more news at usaradio.com. I'm Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
Why talk when you can argue?
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
Good morning. You are tuned to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It is 5 minutes past 11 o'clock on the morning of Saturday, December 27, 2003, and I'm Noah James with your Central Coast weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny skies and cool, with highs from the mid-40s to mid-50s and some light winds. This evening, partly cloudy with patchy frost and lows in the 30s and lower 40s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with rain becoming likely late in the day. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today. Easterly winds, 5 to 10 knots, with wind waves 1 to 2 feet and a northwesterly swell 5 to 9 feet at 13 seconds. It is currently 48 degrees and getting a little warmer outside of the station here in Santa Cruz. We now return to hour number 2 of the Saturday special with Michael Zwirling. Stay tuned.
48 degrees. I mean, it's just bitter, bitter cold outside. I mean, it's just terrible.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Yes, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we may indeed have to be suspending operation of our 429-2222 comment line. It's so unfortunate.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO. Bye.
Just for the heck of it, let's call it now, okay? Let's call and see what's on the comment line, okay? Okay, let's, yeah.
Hi, it's Michael Z of KSCO.
Please enter. You have 42 messages, 13 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. First message.
This is Gandalf the Grey.
Same
message
voice.
Kept. Second okay. Message.
Hi, I'm the, sorry to hear that you might have to discontinue the comment line. I like to honor it as well. Anyways, I just wanted to say I actually liked the Saturday special last week, one of the ones you had a few years ago, and if there's any way you can make those available at some point, like on a download on the website, that'd
they
be
are.
Great. There's one that I've been would like to hear again someday. It's one that you had about the JFK assassination. You had a couple of guests. I think one of the guys wrote a book or whatever, and they were in your studio about probably about the same time that one you played last week, about probably 4 or 5 years ago. But anyways, that'd be great if you could play that again someday, or maybe if you had somebody to.
We will find
the best of shows on later.
We will find that. In fact, a lot of people don't realize that if you go to our website right now, ladies and gentlemen, ksco.com, in the left-hand margin, there's a little place called Saturday Special on Demand or something like that. If you click on that, it'll start playing the last Saturday Special. And if you have a playlist on Winamp, if you use Winamp as your player and then click PL for playlist within the Winamp player, you'll get a whole list of all the Saturday specials that we have up there. There are a lot of good ones up there that you can listen to on demand. But if you just click Saturday Special, or another way to do it is just enter into your browser. You know, you launch your Explorer or your Netscape or whatever and put in www.saturdayspecial.com. The last Saturday special will start playing automatically. And I guess we need to do a promo to remind people about that. And that's one of the things. And it's, there's no cost for that at this point. And hopefully we'll be able to keep it free here. So use it or lose it. SaturdaySpecial.com, or just click on Saturday Special little icon or listing on the homepage of KSCO.com. Our radio station website, okay? So, let's see, who's next here? Hello? Oh, I guess, I must have talked too long. So, if you want to give us a call, our phone numbers are 479-1080 or 477-1340. The radio station is AM 1080 KSCO. The host is MZ. The program is Saturday Special. The fax line, if you want to contribute by fax, is 475-2967. Okay, now, what I want to do, I said I wanted to talk about the website specifically. So I have the computer on right next to the microphone here in the talk studio, and I'm going to go to ksco.com right now as we're speaking. And for those of you who are near a computer, I want you to want to call your attention to KSCO polls. Okay, it's on the home page. Our first poll is: do you believe? Do you believe? Okay. And currently, 65% of you do believe. So 65% yes, 19% no, and 16% maybe. Okay. That's our do you believe poll. Now our next poll is: do you think KSCO should enforce a one call per week limit on callers? If you click on that, it says, "Would you rather not hear so often from Ben and Salinas, Millie and Rio Del Mar, Pat and Santa Cruz, and other frequent KSCO callers, or are they such characters that you don't mind, or would even like them to have their own programs?" Well. There are several choices here. Yes, whenever those callers, whenever I hear those callers, I want to vomit. And 76 people have checked that. 76% of the people who have responded have checked that. Another choice is yes, but it's not going to improve your station because your programming generally sucks. 3% people have said that. And no, in fact, you would be well advised to change your format too. And then it doesn't say what, but 20% of the people have checked that. Okay, that's one of our KSCO polls. would you like KSCO to develop and broadcast a radio dating service program? Okay, long a format better suited for print media and Craigslist, for example. Personals may now find a home on your favorite and only innovative radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. Combined with internet website pictures, an on-air personals program could be a hit, don't you think? One answer is yes, absolutely, go for it. I'm horny and all those other dating methods don't work. 12% answered that. No, that's ridiculous and will further accelerate KSCO's downward spiral into the gutter. 70% of the people said that. And I don't give a damn what you do as long as you ban Ben and Salinas. 18% of the people said that. Okay, so much for that poll. Should KSCO bring back the traffic lackey this time as a talk host? Several years ago, KSCO Radio courageously or foolishly choose one had an afternoon traffic reporter named the Traffic Lackey. He would regularly inject personal, often political, and always offensive to someone, comments and observations into his traffic reports. That's about it for the lowrider commute into Watsonville, and not the best route for all you soccer moms on Prozac were typical of his remarks. The Traffic Lackey offended many people and was ultimately removed for his remark about Dr. Wallach's nutritional products making great lubrication for masturbation. One of the responses is, of course, you idiots, your station needs some new life. 78% are currently saying that, and there's 22% are saying this is a joke, right? Surely you realize that putting that smart ass on will kill KSCO altogether. So that is our traffic lackey poll. We want you all to weigh in. And the reason I'm spending so much time on this, ladies and gentlemen, is because you might not be aware of it. We put the polls up there for a reason. We are genuinely interested in your input, and you can do it anonymously without fear of reprisal or anything. So now, should KSCO move with the times by switching its format to Spanish talk radio? Well, in our continuing quest to serve the public, should KSCO respond to the changing demographic patterns of our area by switching to either an all-Spanish or combination English-Spanish talk radio format? 6% say, of course, it's a no-brainer. The writing is on the wall is clear. If you don't, you'll go broke. 59% say, absolutely, the Mexicans are taking over California, so if you're smart, you'll suck up to them. 12% say, yes, but it would be more of a community service for KSCO to teach Spanish 24 hours a day. And 24% say yes, because if you don't, you'll be branded a racist radio station. All right, so much for the poll on whether KSCO should switch formats to Spanish talk radio. Should Kay Zwirling become a talk host or a regular commentator? She has declined the invitation for years, but her hard-hitting, no-nonsense KSCO commentaries have become classics in local broadcasting. She has indeed been called a female Paul Harvey. We don't expect her to change her mind, but maybe if enough people speak up, she can be drafted. 52% of the people say absolutely Kay is the greatest and she should be encouraged to be either a host or a commentator. 5% say she should be a commentator but not a host. 0% say she should be a host but not a commentator. 5% say she should be neither a host nor a commentator. She should just continue as she is. And 38% say neither one. I don't want to hear Kay at all. So much for our polls. That's it for the polls here. But we're continuously adding polls to our website, and we expect to be adding some other features pretty soon, so that you will not only be able to download or listen to Saturday specials on demand, Dead Doctors Don't Lie on demand, which you can do presently, but you will also be able to listen to Kay's editorials, any one that you want, her award-winning editorials, particularly the one on political correctness and many others. And you'll be able to hear various short-form programs that we are developing having to do with the nutritional supplements and why you should have them, the American Longevity Nutritional Supplements. Okay, we have completely open lines at 479-1080 and 477-1340. My name is MZ. It's the last Saturday special of calendar year 2003. We would like to hear from you. Suggested topics, our KSCO website, comment, our KSCO comment line, Craigslist. We talked about that all last hour. You want to talk about flu vaccines. You want to talk about Cyril, who is so sick, the poor man. I talked with him this morning. He was so sick that I thought that I should hang up really quickly because I didn't want to catch it. We could talk about ManCow. ManCow is carried on, quietly carried on AM 1340 each weekday morning from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. And I have never asked our audience what they think of ManCow, who does ManCow's Morning Madhouse out of Chicago. He's the number one radio personality in Chicagoland, and we tap onto that feed at 4 a.m. on KOMY AM 1340. And I want to know what you think of it. Should we expand it? Should we drop it? ManCow is a friend of mine, so if I call him up, I'm sure he'd be very interested in comments that I pass along to him. So, you know, let us know. Okay. Then we can talk about, let's go to Cyril. Hello, Cyril. You're on the KSCO special.
Hey, MZ. Happy New Year.
Thank you. To you, too.
Loving the station.
Bless you.
Hey, I have a question, and I always use my advertisers, and I make a point of telling them that I am.
Hey, thank you, Cyril.
You know how Art Bell always used to do those things where they change the weather, everyone thinks about it, and stop the hurricane and make it rain, etc.?
No.
Yeah, he's done experiments where everyone thought about, you know, everyone across the country that was listening to him thought about, you know, like getting some rain for Texas or stopping a hurricane that was going to hit Florida. And
okay, okay.
And he had such results, it kind of scared him.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should all think that Cyril's going to get well.
Okay. Well, what do you think about the idea of having Ben from Salinas as the host tomorrow?
Like I said, I think we should all pray that Cyril gets well. Cyril gets well.
No, he's already told me it ain't going to happen. I mean, no matter, even if he feels good tomorrow, he's not going to do it.
Spot, and I'm going to have to answer honestly because that's what KSCO is about, right?
That's right.
Okay. In the beginning, when Ben first started to call, I was his ardent supporter, and I always supported him, and I got in arguments with people about the guy, but he's just become real hateful, and he's like, anyone who's got any money is a devil, and I just can't see rewarding the guy with a show when he's like...
Just a one-time thing. And by the way,
you know what,
I checked this out with Cyril, said it would be fine, and I thought that was really classy because Cyril... Ben is one of Cyril's biggest detractors.
Well, I can be a burr under a saddle, only he doesn't know I'm his friend, but I don't know. I like Ben, and he's an intelligent guy, but he just goes into the hate. He's just such a hateful guy. I mean, I love him as a person, but man,
yeah,
he's
a person who's very, very nice.
He's an intelligent, artistic, creative guy.
Absolutely.
In the beginning, I used to say he was like the Jimi Hendrix of callers because he was out there kind of like some space jazz, you know, he would go from the alien ants and, you know what I mean, that are among us and the alien insects, et cetera, and he was amazing, but he's just too PO'd. That's my comment, and I'm sure I'll incur tons of wrath now, but...
Well, maybe not, because everybody hates Ben.
Well, I meant from Ben.
He's an equal opportunity...
I meant from Ben. I hate to get on his list when he calls in. And you know what? I can handle his anger.
But I don't hate Ben. You don't hate... I'm only kidding when I said...
I don't hate him. I've been a supporter. I'm just saying I can't handle his anger.
When Ben calls the radio program, the phones start ringing, and
that's
good.
I'm sure if Saddam Hussein called, the phones would start ringing too. There has to be some
now,
cutoff.
Would I be considered unpatriotic if I said that I would like it if Saddam Hussein called in to KSCO?
I know
for the Saturday special.
My fine brother, I know exactly where you're coming from when you say that. So, no, you wouldn't be.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for saying that. Robert in Santa Cruz, thank you, Cyril.
God bless
you. Talk to you later. You too. Robert in Santa Cruz was going to be next, but since he hung up, he's not going to be next. Tell Cyril to call Vernon and leave his number on machine. That's what it says here, okay? All right, who is this? I guess we're going to take Pete in Santa Cruz. Hey, Pete, you're on the air on the Saturday special.
Yeah, good morning. You said something that struck a chord with me when you mentioned Man Cow. I don't really have an opinion about him, but that particular time slot.
Uh-huh.
How about getting Don Imus on?
No.
Pardon?
No.
No. Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye. we have totally open lines except for one at 479-1080 and 477-1340. Listen, you know, it really dismays me to see any empty lines on an open mic Saturday special. I mean, it really disturbs me. I mean, this is not right. Now, I know the comment line is going to have Mr. Mean on it saying, the reason nobody's calling is because you're boring. I know that's what's going to happen. But that's not the reason. I know that I'm not boring. And I'm not even boring to him, because if I was, he wouldn't keep listening and calling every day to say that it was boring. 477-1340 is the number to call now, because the 479-1080 lines are filled up. But we have three lines at 477-1340. I want all those lines freed up, too, so that I could feel like there's a purpose to my life, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Robert. Robert, you're on the air now. Is this the Robert I think it is?
Nah, I don't know who you think, but...
Oh, it's not. Go ahead. Yeah.
MZ, as far as for turning this radio station to a Spanish station, I think it would be a big, big mistake. It may just be one more thing that...
Well, it might move a lot of us to learn Spanish a lot sooner so that they could be listening and appreciating KSCO again. I mean, really, that's when you look at it, Robert, that would be the smart thing for us all to do is to become fluent in Spanish.
I agree with that, but in the same hand, they've got their own radio stations that if we want to listen to them, we can.
Well, those are Spanish music stations. I don't think anybody's ever thought about Spanish talk radio stations. I think I'm the first one.
That's a possibility. I work with a lot of Hispanics, and I don't want to come across as sounding racist, but...
See, everybody who says anything about Hispanics always has to preface it by saying, I don't want to sound racist, but...
It's the fact that we're Americans. This is America. I was in the service, and when you're in uniform, you cannot speak. If you're Filipino, you can't speak Tagalog.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you're in a military uniform, you have to speak American or English. Uh-huh. And this is America. We're catering to the Hispanics. I lived in Japan for a year.
Uh-huh.
They don't cater to Americans.
Uh-huh.
If you want to communicate with them, you learn Japanese.
Right.
And even if you don't speak Japanese fluently or real well, as you're making an attempt to understand...
So I should put that down as a no, then, right?
Definitely, yeah. For at least for me.
Would you do me a favor? Would you go to the website and vote on that? Just so we have it. I would appreciate it. Robert, thank you very much, and thank you for calling the Saturday special. Our next caller is Reggie in Monterey. Reggie, you're on the air with MZ on the Saturday special.
Good morning, MZ.
Hey there.
This thing about Ben. First of all, Ben is not intelligent. He says some of the dumbest things. The Constitution of the United States specifically is for Ben because he says so many stupid things. He keeps on putting Bush down, but he never comes up with facts.
Okay, well, here, let's
rhetoric.
Here. Okay, here, Ben is on with you now. So, Ben, did you hear what was just said about you? Hello, Ben? Oh, you know what? Excuse me. No. Ed and Aptos is on. Sorry. Ben was on line 3. What happened to Ben? I hit him. Ed, are you there? Well, I guess Ed's gone too. Well, okay. I was trying to be smart and cute here, and I ended up screwing up the whole radio show.
I'll hang on and I'll say.
Nah, go ahead, Reggie. You know.
But you know, Ben has nothing good to say. Every time he comes up against a wall with somebody's argument, he stops his argument and agrees with that person. I don't know who's been listening and coming up with the facts that Ben is intelligent. He's articulate. All he is full of BS. He's funny, but all he is full of BS. He's not articulate, and he is not intelligent.
Well, so would you listen to Cyril's program tomorrow if it was
I would love to have Ben on tomorrow.
If he was guest hosting.
But he would have to come up with some facts. You know, he wouldn't have to say things and not back them up with facts.
Okay.
He keeps on saying that that Halliburton is part of Cheney's pals, and he doesn't understand that Halliburton, when they moved to Iraq, they had the opportunity, they had the motive, and they had the means to go over there and fix that country.
Okay, well, I'm sure that if Ben is the guest host tomorrow.
Oh, great. I'd listen.
Okay, well, he's called back here now. Okay, Ben, are you there?
Yes.
Ben, listen, I have to talk to Jose about this because he might have made other arrangements for Cyril's replacement for tomorrow.
Well, don't worry. I'd love to have Ben on there tomorrow.
In case he hasn't, would you be willing to do it?
No, I've made other arrangements. I'm working. I'm playing a gig tomorrow.
From 11 to 1?
Yes, from 10 in the morning until 2.
Oh.
It's kind of an end-of-the-year thing we do. It's a private club, nightclub personnel, waitresses and bartenders. It's just a private club thing.
Oh.
Because everybody has the rest of the week off. But this gentleman, Reggie here,
yeah,
he says the things that I do are unintelligent or that I'm a griper. Okay, Reggie, take a shot and I'll answer your question and we'll see who's the donkey here. Yeah, it's quiet out there.
Well, what are you going to say something intelligent?
Well, I just asked you. I asked you to post. Give me an example.
Okay. Why don't you explain?
Let me give you the question. Then you can. Then.
Well, no. Let me give you the question. Explain to everybody why Bush. That comment you made about Bush and Halliburton.
Yes, Bush.
Back it up with facts.
Okay, Bush and Cheney are the part of the Halliburton people that are stealing our national treasury, giving just a minute. You want?
Well, you made a point. Now back that up with facts.
Well, if you're
going
to ask the question, let me give you the damn answer. What's wrong with you? You have one-way hearing? I'm not here to kiss butt or win popularity contests. I will say which is true. They just got indicted for screwing Brown and Root out of $60 million American taxpayer dollars. Now, what do you find wonderful about that, Reggie?
Where is the fact on that $60 million? Where did you read that?
You don't listen to the news. Next caller, please.
Stop. No. You said something.
$60 million taxpayer dollars screwed out of Brown and Root.
Where did you get that figure?
Where do you get the? I listen to the news quite adamantly.
What news?
Oh, give me a break. Walt Disney, what's wrong with you, man? You want to act like? You think Cheney and Halliburton were completely severed and he's no longer compensated by them, sir?
MZ, I proved my point. See, he doesn't come up with facts.
Well, I just gave you the $60 million screw job of Brown and Root by Halliburton, Cheney's company, with his compliance, and he gets his piece of the action.
Okay, where did you get the facts that he gets a piece of the action? Where did you get that?
Because when you divest and put your money into blind trust, the money is still there. You're just kicking it to the side and letting it grow interest in the Bahamas. He's still compensated to the tune of about $120 million a year, and a large portion of that is taxpayer dollars.
Okay, what did he say, MZ?
Anybody who follows the news knows that.
Did you follow that, MZ?
I just returned from relieving nature's internal pressure.
Did anybody follow that? Did anybody understand what he just said?
As to intellect, content, and veracity thereof, now go on to another point. You seem to have a bunch of them.
We still haven't come across the point about the 60 million.
You're stuck on one little thing like that? The 60 million
that's
other callers will call up and verify that they have been indicted for screwing Brown and Root out of 60 million taxpayer dollars.
Okay,
just like the Bush administration has recently been indicted for prior knowledge by one of the widows of the people that died. Prior knowledge and collusion along with prior knowledge of what happened on 9/11. You didn't hear about that either, sir?
I'm still trying to find out where the $60 million fact is. Where can we find that?
Well, why don't you try to find out where the alien insectoids are either, too, sir? Because you have the intelligence to not understand what alien insectoids are?
I'm still trying to find out where the $60 million
Ben, just a second here.
Yes.
I just want to, you've always been respectful to me and my mother and pretty much to people, you know, listeners on the radio station, except those people who viciously attack you.
Well, I put out the truth, and if the truth is attacking, then
but I want to know one thing before before you, is there any possibility that you could do this program tomorrow? You wouldn't have to come to the radio station.
Well,
you could do it on the telephone.
Okay, here's the
cojones.
Thing. Okay, here's the thing, Michael Z. I listened to your reading of the polls. 38% of them don't want your mother doing any polling.
Oh.
I mean, talking.
Yes.
And 17% of them don't want me doing any talking. Is that what you said? 70% wish that I would never call her off?
No. We haven't had that as a poll question yet.
Well, I heard one of the questions saying that 17% wishes that I would never call. And I don't call to be a burr under anybody's saddle. But the truth needs to get out there with a lot of this crap that dope addict Rush Limbaugh puts out there. And we have to understand that there has to be some comprehension between the illegal or the legality of the Bush administration. This man was not elected, and he's got a bunch of people in there that are stealing the national treasury.
Do you ever listen to Roy Masters?
I fought on the air with that woman hating
MZ. I'm the one on the phone.
Yeah. Huh?
Did anybody understand what he just said?
Huh? Yes.
You understood what he said? What did he say? Explain it to me.
Well, he's a woman hating old fuddy duddy.
I'm still trying to talk about the $60 million
I was the one who changed the subject, but listen.
Read the newspapers.
This is what I'm talking about. He changes the subject.
Do your homework.
I would like to have Ben on the radio show tomorrow just so I can press him some more. He still hasn't come up with any facts about the $60
million. Listen, Mr. Reggie, I'm not going to...
No. Where's the $60
million? I'm not going to...
Tell everybody where we can find that.
I'm not going to figure and argue about how many eye holes his tennis shoes has on them for the strings.
MZ,
Halliburton has just been indicted for stealing $60 million.
This is going nowhere fast. Reggie, thank you very much. Tune in tomorrow during Cyril's time to see what happens. Maybe we can twist Ben's arm. Ben, I just want you to tell... I shouldn't do this now. It should really be a separate program all by itself. But you really do believe that we did not land on the moon, right? That's not a joke.
I was scientifically trained by some of the best professors and teachers ever. You have to get into what's called analytical thinking, deductive reasoning. We didn't do it then, sir, because we can't do it now.
Okay. Now,
jump in this aircraft, a space station right now, to go to the moon and know that you're going to get back safely?
No.
Of course you wouldn't. You know why? Do you know the computer, the telemetry, the technology it would take to guide something taken off from the moon, the telemetry, the computerization of the rocketry, and all the guidance systems necessary by the computerization by today's standards? Do you know how much of a feat that would be, not considering fuel, oxygen content, and the needs of the astronauts there, and to accomplish those feats by today's standards? And you're going to tell us we did that 36 years ago? Come on, Mr. Z, you're a smart man. You got tons of money.
Well, I'm not a smart man, and I don't have tons of money. Incorrect things.
Do you? In other words, you do in your heart of hearts. You would bet your 98% of your fortune on the fact that we landed on the moon and came back. Now, I'm not saying some orbiter or some mechanization of some sort didn't land there. Possibly it did. Because
okay.
if we could fly something to Mars, certainly we could drop something
on
the...
Stay on the line, because you're going to be particularly interested in what our next guest has to say. It's
yeah.
none other than our last of the year traditional visit from our good friend Roy Masters. So stay on the line, Ben, here. I'm going to bring Roy up and say happy holidays to Roy. How you doing?
How you doing? How could you put up, how could you waste your airtime with a person who contradicts himself and who can't, who he doesn't know fact from reality?
Because it gets the phone lines going, and it's not...
You know, it's like, you know, I've been sitting here waiting an hour and a half to talk to you, and I could have helped some people.
Okay, well, let's start doing a little bit of that now, anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about some...
Well, there isn't much time to lay a foundation now.
Well...
This man is stark raving mad.
Which man?
The one you were just talking to.
Ben?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's stark raving mad, and how you can have him on the radio, he just... Can't you see that he doesn't live in reality?
He's part of our audience. He's a human being.
Listen,
Roy, some people say that about you,
but I love you anyhow,
and we put you on.
I know that, but clearly those who have common sense, and I know you've got common sense, and you can see all he does is spin you into a whirlpool of questions and answers, and he brings up all kinds of cockamamie answers to the questions he himself answers, and he just pulls you in.
Well, I had never heard people say that Ben has said that he honestly believes that we never landed on the moon in 1969.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask him about that.
Now ask him if he thinks the world is round.
Do you want to ask him?
No, I don't even want to bother.
Okay.
You know what? I mean, you don't even want to bother, because all you get to do is get pulled into a whirlpool.
Yeah, well, I guess that's...
I don't want to bother with him. Don't even bother putting him on the air with me, because
okay.
he's nuts.
Okay.
All right.
So here you are. You had an interesting perspective on Michael Jackson that I think you were telling me about, right?
Well, yes. We'll see. I'm looking at the clock. I guess we have a little time.
Yeah, don't worry about the clock. You know, this is a free-form program, okay? You can roll with the punches.
Well, there are two issues that I would have loved to brought up. One is, how come that rules, the people are ruled by obsequious dummies and violent, wicked people since the time immemorial? How comes the dictators rise to rule the hearts and minds of people? Because if you have the answers to that question, you'll see that dictatorships exist in most every home. And for the same reason, people submit themselves to dictators, and they don't understand the process of how they begin to elect the very thing that's destroying them. Like the drug addict with the drug pusher. But I would love to go into that area.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the simplest discussion today is the one you just brought up with Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've misjudged Michael Jackson. I really do. Because all we see is what is on the surface. Personally, I think he could be guilty. I'm not saying he could have overstepped the line, but I think he's a good kid. Deep down inside, he's so badly hurt, so badly traumatized by some horrible experiences, possibly with his father, that he's become the very thing he hated. I wanted to tell you a little story first, though.
Okay.
Tell you a little story. This is a story which my son told me, and I believe it to be true. And I've got to check the source of this, but it's a story about World War II, when the Americans and the English liberated the concentration camps, Auschwitz and Buchenwald.
Yes.
And these people were living skeletons there. But there was one man, 50 years old, and this, you see this bearing on Michael Jackson, just a minute. There's one there, 50 years old, who was perfectly normal. So they asked him, how long have you been here? And he said, well, I've been here 5 years. He said, how come you're not like these people dying, like living skeletons? He said, I really can't tell you. But when the Germans invaded Poland, they took my six daughters and my wife, put them against the wall and machine gunned them right before my eyes, and then they took me to this prison camp. He said, but at that moment, I was filled with so much hatred. But at that moment, as I was beginning to give in to that hatred, something said to me, if you yield to this hatred, you'll become like them. And for that moment, I did not yield to the hatred, and That's, I don't know how I've been like this ever since. In other words, there've been some living on some kind of grace. And I say to you, everybody who's listening to my program, this program right now, everybody becomes what they hate. Everybody deep inside, and we try to compensate it with niceness. We put on religion. We put a veneer, a surface behavior on it. We hide. We don't know how to change. Once we start to resent and hate somebody, we become like them deep down inside. What happened to Michael Jackson, he became like what he hated. He hated his dad so badly that he became like him inside. And when he looked in the mirror, well, he didn't see himself. He saw his dad. And so what he did, he started to change his face. But when he changed his face, he didn't deal with the real problem. The father was still there. Because every time you compensate, you're running from the truth about yourself. That's worse. See, there's two factors about a sickness of anger. You're angry, and then you don't do something about it. You compensate. You drink, you smoke, you go to church, you hide it. And that's called denial. And the denial is worse, or just as bad as the hate itself. The hate reaction continues with other people, projections. Mm-hmm. You begin to hate people like your father. And that reinforces the nature of your dad or the wicked or the Nazi inside you.
Okay, now, Roy, your analysis that you've brought forth here in the last couple minutes about Michael Jackson's father, is that just from observing? Have you seen Michael Jackson's father? I know his father has been on the news.
It might not have been his father, but it probably was.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just doing this from, you know, as an educated guess.
And many people who call you a woman hater would are surprised probably that you're not blaming it on Michael Jackson's mother.
Well, no, because the husbands. If people listen to my program, Michael, they'll see that if there's any aberrant behavior in a woman, because women can be really downright mean. Well, you know that. You've been married. You have people have been divorced. They know that men can be just as evil as wicked as women.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, the divorces. And
actually, I haven't personally been married, but I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about. Women can be downright wicked, turning their kids against their fathers. But
that's right.
However, I always blame. So just for the record, I always say whatever happens in the family, the man's responsibility. Because if a man does not know how to deal with his wife properly, he doesn't know how to be patient and endure her naughty little ways. Because you know, I think men should love their wives. They should protect their wives. They should be patient with their little aberrant ways, with their little womanly ways to get their way. You know how women are.
Yes.
And you should be very loving. But if they're not patient, if they're dependent on their wives' loves, and they're weak for them, then they empower their wives to be dictators.
Right.
And when they become dictators,
now who can argue with what Roy just said? And
nobody.
I am not being facetious. I want to know who can argue with what Roy just said. 479-1080, 477-1340. It makes perfect sense to me, and that doesn't make him a woman hater.
No, I don't, because I've been married 51 years.
And the same thing could be said about a man too.
Of course.
If a woman, the roles could be reversed.
Yeah, absolutely.
If a woman allows a man to become a dictator, he will certainly become that.
Yeah, sometimes the roles are reversed. Sometimes the woman's got more sense than the man to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And the man has got a feminine nature, and she has to, the woman has, the good, sensible woman has to deal with this, with the emotional man.
I don't know whether Marcella, who's on the line now, has been on the line and wants to talk about something else, or is calling to address what I just invited. But let's bring her on for just a second.
There's more about Michael Jackson if you want it.
I definitely want it. Yeah, Marcella, you're on with MZ and Roy.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
I really appreciate this. I want to talk about the flu vaccine and how the media has been...
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, actually...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is very important.
Okay. Well, we got to make this real quick because
keeps hyping this so-called epidemic. They should be warning parents that they should get thimerosal-free flu vaccines. They're pushing this influenza flu vaccines for babies as young as 6 months. I predict that in 2 years we will have more of an autism epidemic. We are up to 11 children a day in California. That's 77 toddlers in California diagnosed with the worst case of autism. We're not even counting ADHD, learning disabilities, and other side effects of mercury.
So is your point here, stay away from flu vaccines, especially for your babies?
Yes, but I also want to say how the CDC, they keep showing Dr. Julie Gerberling, the director of CDC, and talking about the flu vaccine. She's not warning about getting mercury-free vaccines. Plus, they do not mention that right now CDC is under investigation. The Republican...
We're going to have to make this another program. Marcella, we're going to have to make this another program. I'm sorry here. We're interested in what you have to say, but we're talking about something else. I'm sorry, Roy. I thought
that's
that was right. Let's continue your take on the Michael Jackson thing.
Now, the thing is, the other part of Michael Jackson's thing is this. He's trying not to become like his father. And first, he tries to change his image of himself. And he keeps changing his image, but it doesn't go away. Because he still reacts to people like his father. His father's still alive. And as long as he keeps reacting, resenting his father grows in him. And no matter what it does to his face, he still looks in the mirror and sees his father. So he keeps changing. He has enough money. And, of course, there are unprincipled, surgeons who will oblige him and disfigure him and help him. But now there's another side to him, because he wants to be so much unlike his father that he just does the opposite. He tries to, as he grows up to be a man, he wants to be kind and love his children. And since he's got a lot of money, he uses his money to get the approval of the children, because, there are a lot of people who grow up and say to themselves, I'm going to be nice to my children because I don't want them to hate me like I hated my mother and father. So they're extra nice to their children. And instead of the children appreciating it, they start to spoil the children, and the children start taking advantage of them. Then they start being resentful again, and then they feel guilty again, and they try harder to please those children. And the more what's happened, it spoils them rotten, and that's what Michael Jackson is doing. The more he tries to love those children and try to change the image of himself through the love of the children, because he doesn't want the children to hate him as a man like he hated his father, but it doesn't really work, because you really can't, I'll give a Christmas message, and this will apply. You remember the story of Jesus and Lazarus? And Lazarus was a very rich man. He was the one that was raised from the dead. He was a decent man. And so he asked, Lazarus asked Jesus, what do I have to do to enter the kingdom? He says, well, you have to obey the commandments. He says, well, I honor my mother and father. I do all those things since I was a small child. What else do I have to do? He says, give all your money away and follow me. This is not an instruction for people who are rich. But it was only an instruction for that man, because he was very rich, and he got a sense of who he was from the fact that he was good and generous to everybody, and everybody saw him in a good light. But you cannot build an identity that goes to heaven that is based upon how people think of you. You have to be brave enough to do the right thing, and very often when you do the right thing, and you bring forth the shining side in yourself, just like Michael Jackson, when he was a little boy, he had a little bright, shiny side. But the rest of the family was mad, and they didn't know how to deal with him. And they destroyed his good side, and his anger towards his father produced an identity of his father inside him, which he was struggling, first of all, to change by surgery, and then by being kind to everybody. And kinder and kinder and kinder and kinder. And he could have overstepped the line, but there are people willing to take advantage of him, just like I have people who will betray me in my kindness. I've never done anything to anyone. But if the media comes into town, the first thing that happens is they say, oh, I know Roy Masters, he did this and he did that. They make things up to get the money. There's that kind of wickedness in the spoiled people, the people he spoils. And of course, the appearance is he wants to get closer and closer to the children and further and further away from the truth about himself. This is what people do when they go to church. Not that church should be used that way. But they get more and more and more involved in trying to love people. There are people, I was sawing a 60-minute thing not long ago, where people didn't know how to say no. They work hard, they're good people, but they couldn't say no to all the people who were parasites. People knew how to take, they knew that soft side, and they just couldn't say no. They just felt sorry for everybody all the time and give the shirt off their back, and they end up their life with nothing. because they're busy about trying to improve the image of themselves to no avail. How was that just for 20 minutes?
Less than that. It was amazing.
I had to condense it.
Well, you did a good job. Golly gee.
I made more sense than that nincompoop you had on a few minutes ago.
Now, you be nice, Roy. Okay. Don't call names. That's right.
Well, that's all right. A thief is a thief, and a nincompoop is a nincompoop.
Maybe not. I was sort of thinking.
I could help Michael Jackson a long time ago.
Do you think you could help Ben, the caller that you called?
No, I couldn't. He's nuts. There are two kinds of people listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
Very wicked people. People who hate Bush are all wicked.
Uh-huh.
Because you can see that he's a decent man. You can just see. It's common sense. You can see. It takes one to know one. But there are people who hate innocence. They hate goodness. And that's why the prisons are full. Because the morality of our population, the morality of husbands and wives today are such that when innocent children come into the world and look at them with their innocent eyes, the guilt of the parent doesn't understand it, reacts defensively. Who you're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the child does not know he has this beautiful shining in him.
Uh-huh.
Or her. And so therefore the prisons and the mental hospitals are full of confused people, people who are not really bad but have done bad things, are just a projection of their wicked parents.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, there's lots of wicked people out there, but there's also lots of good people who act wickedly because the wickedness is acting through them.
Uh-huh.
They're in jail, and I deal with people in prison, incarcerated, they listen to my show, and I got 20,000 letters already in the last few years from people who say they'll never come back to prison because they know how to deal with the cruelty around them. They have found who they are. They're not so bad. They're not as bad as they thought they were. They just woke up from a terrible trance because anger puts you into a terrible trance and produces behavior you cannot control.
Now, I know that psychiatry is very big in the East Coast, or at least it used to be years ago, and it's never been very big here on the West Coast. But regardless of East Coast or West Coast, you don't need a psychiatrist when you have Roy Masters.
No, you don't. It's common sense.
Yeah, well, you listen to his program. The advice line is carried on KOMY to evenings between 10 p.m.
Thank you for that.
And midnight. And Roy actually does that program. What's the live time? It's in the morning now,
well,
right?
Well, it's 9 to 11, yeah, and you can listen to it on www.talkradionetwork.com if you can't get it on your radio.
But what you can do, if you want to talk to Roy and get some of his wisdom and advice, the phone number to call during 9 to 11 on weekdays is what phone?
866-8883, that's the 800 number.
866-8883, that's the number to the show.
Yeah, 9 to 11.
Okay, 9 to 11.
And my office number is 866-RADIO-ROY.
Okay, great. Well, we've got to take a commercial break here for just a minute, but let's see, I guess, are we ready to do that, Noah? Okay, yeah.
Waste your time, I hope.
No, not a bit. But so stay with us here. There might be one or two people who want to talk to you here before the end of the program, okay? But let's take this commercial break. You're listening to the Saturday Special with MZ and Roy Masters, who traditionally appears with us on the last program of the show, of the year. So stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Don Fredrickson from GotNet. GotNet specializes in business services. Whether you need a T1 or T3 or just a place to host your website, GotNet has a solution to fit your needs. GotNet offers server colocation and custom website development. We have e-commerce servers, streaming audio and video servers, and cold fusion and database servers available to handle your hosting needs. GotNet understands that businesses rely on the internet, and we work hard to assure fast, reliable service. Call GotNet today at 460-2000. Food, shelter, clothing, net. GotNet.
This holiday season, give a perfect gift. A gift of fun, excitement, and travel. A gift your entire family will enjoy for a long, long time. This year, give a new or pre-owned RV from RVs of Merit on Scotts Valley Drive in Scotts Valley. RVs of Merit has over $10 million worth of RVs in inventory available right now. Go buy RVs of Merit in Scotts Valley and see just how easy it is to get into a new Alpha, Bigfoot, Winnebago, or Weekend Warrior toy hauler. And there's something you'll want to hear. You can drive away in a brand new RV from RVs of Merritt for monthly payments less than a new car. Or if you select a beautiful new towable, less than $200 a month. This holiday season, forget the ties nobody wants and everybody forgets. This year, give a perfect gift of family fun and travel. Give a new or pre-owned RV from RVs of Merritt on Scotts Valley Drive in beautiful Scotts Valley. Your whole family will say, ho, ho, ho.
Running, climbing stairs, opening a jar, all of these things you take for granted on a daily basis until the pain in your joints makes everyday activities unbearable. Here's pharmacist Ben Fuchs to tell you why you don't have to live with joint pain.
Foods that cause the blood pH to drop into the acidic level will cause joint degeneration. So by alkalinizing the blood, you can help reduce joint degeneration. There's also supplements that you can take that can allow the body to rebuild cartilage. Most famous one, of course, is glucosamine. It can help the body rebuild cartilage. And this has been proven in numerous scientific studies that you can take glucosamine orally. You can take it into your mouth. It'll go into your digestive system, and it will go into your cartilage to help your cartilage rebuild itself. Remember, cartilage serves an important role in joint function. Cartilage has got a jelly-like nature that allows lubrication of the ends of the joints and acts as a shock absorber as well. Glucosamine, by the way, can help support collagen in the blood vessels as well. So you can help support the blood vessels that feed the heart and the blood vessels throughout the body by taking glucosamine supplements. Glucosamine supplements can also improve collagen production in the skin, so you can help minimize wrinkles with glucosamine supplements. Glucosamine sulfate can also be used to help rebuild cartilage. Glucosamine supplements have a multiple range of benefits for improving health.
American Longevity's Ultimate Gluco Gel is the ultimate source for healthy joints. Each bottle contains 100% beef gelatin, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and manganese, the building blocks for bone matrix, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and connective tissue. And at $16 a bottle wholesale, you'll be building up your joints without tearing down your finances. Give your joints the support they need with American Longevity's Ultimate Gluco Gel. To order or to pick up American Longevity products, please call 425-3090. That number again is
425-3090. This is your favorite radio station, KSCO, Santa Cruz, California, 1080 on your dial.
Okay, and welcome back to the final moments of the final Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO for calendar year 2003. My name is MZ, and as has become a tradition, we have as a guest here Roy Masters, who does the advice line on AM 1080 or AM 1340 KSCO weeknights from 10 p.m. to midnight. And Roy, what's your predictions for 2004?
Oh, I don't. I'm not prepared to answer you with that. I just, please God, I hope the Democrats don't get in, because, you know, I was praying that the Democrats, Al Gore, wouldn't get in, but otherwise we would have been finished by now.
So what do you mean finished? I mean, if he was the president now and 9/11 would have happened, you don't think there would have been any kind of war?
Well, just imagine, look, Chamberlain brought on a war that didn't need to be fought. See, when you're in a Pisa and you want to be a friend of the world, you have no guts. The world will know it. You know, talking about women before, women know when men have no guts. And if they test a man and he's found wanting, they will take advantage of him and have contempt for the very person and keep exploiting him and exploiting him until there's nothing left, or until he rebels and becomes a tyrant himself, and then you've got two people warring against him.
But it's not just women that'll do that.
No,
everybody does. Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Just using that as an example, because men are weak. You see, men are weak for love, weak for approval, and men like that are not men in the eyes of women. And also, so Adolf Hitler knew Chamberlain was like Al Gore is today. Al Gore wants to be a friend of the world. You can't be a friend. You have to understand there are wicked people in the world, and the more you appease them, the more violent they become. You actually feed them the power by your appeasing. And so if you had an Al Gore in there, we would be finished. Our country would have been nuked. It would have been done with. And you have to recognize that there are people who are appeasers, and whole masses of people are appeasers because they appease their husbands, they appease their wife, and naturally they think they're making peace with the enemy. See, they make peace with the enemy, but when you make peace with the enemy, you become an enemy of good people who will stand up for what's right and hold on to their freedoms.
I hear you. Yeah.
It's a very dangerous situation, very dangerous political situation in this country.
Uh-huh.
Very dangerous.
Well,
we have a wrong idea of what peace and love is.
If you believe in the polls,
do you believe
in the polls? Because if you do, then Bush is a shoo-in.
Please God.
Of course, there's a year. there's almost a year
to go.
Yeah,
but please God. But you see, the polls are manipulated by the adversary, because adversaries, they know how to wiggle into positions of power in universities and in government and into the CDC and into medicine. And they know how to do that, into politics. They always seem to weasel their way into power. You know something? I'll give you just a little note. I'll finish off the note for the new year.
Great.
On the subject of action, Niccolo Machiavelli said, "It seems that all the actions of men, beside the great difficulty of carrying them to a successful conclusion, the good is accompanied by some special evil, so closely allied to it, that it would seem impossible to achieve one without encountering the other." In other words, the only people who are not in danger are the people who do not stand up for what's right. They do not commit themselves to what's right and take the gaff and take the struggle and endure to the end. These people are cowards and they live in security, and they're the great masses who, the other kind of person that lives in security is the one who gives them that security. It's called the dictator. He understands their base nature and they both turn against good people. That's why progress in civilization is very slow. They kill the good people. And even when the child is born into a good home, the child is destroyed because all the others have conformed to the dictator that precedes everybody into the world.
Wow. Hey, Roy, we wish you the best for 2004. You're a really interesting, fine person, and we appreciate that you're a friend of KSCO.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay? You take care. My best to Ann and Mark and the whole family.
Merry
and everybody
Christmas
at
to everybody.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
This has been the KSCO Saturday Special, the last one for the year 2003. If you want to hear it rebroadcast, it'll be on tonight between 10 p.m. and midnight, or any time on demand after this evening when we can upload it. To our website, ksco.com, click on Saturday Special, and the most recent Saturday Special, will start playing. You can also go to SaturdaySpecial.com, directly from your browser, and, the most recent Saturday Special should start playing. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. Tune in tomorrow to the Cyril Show to find out who was there instead of Cyril. It's MZ signing off. We join USA News in progress.
It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new DieHard, America's most preferred battery.
DieHard Express, Sears, good life, great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You have little ones around? Allergies driving you crazy? Can't sleep? Purify the air in your home with my Oreck Tabletop Air Purifier. Its lifetime filter never needs replacing. Try it free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Chances are you'll see the difference, feel the difference, and sleep better. And maybe you use a few less allergy pills.
After the bad guys slipped the trap, U.S. intelligence officers are pretty ticked off at Air France for hosing up the way the announcements were made about the Christmas grounding of 6 Paris to Los Angeles flights.
U.S. officials said they'd hoped Air France officials would not disclose the reason behind the cancellation of a half dozen Christmas flights to Los Angeles as soon as they did. Officials had hoped to detain terror suspects as they showed up for flights in Paris Wednesday and Thursday, but Air France made clear the cancellations were due to security concerns. U.S. believes one or more suspects may have escaped due to that disclosure. I'm Tom Bubert.
Beagle 2 is still silent. 3 days after landing on the Martian surface, the European Space Agency's would-be Mars explorers radio signals have yet to turn up on Earth. Chinese workers have now sealed off a ruptured natural gas well, which spewed toxic gases into the air, killing 200 people. 40,000 others fled from their homes in panic. They're still looking for the cause. This is USA Radio News.
Hi.
Hi, it's the Ovaltine Man. Kids all across America drink Ovaltine with milk because...
We love its rich chocolate taste.
But why do so many adults drink it?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine is high in calcium and antioxidants, like vitamins A, C, and E. Plus, it has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
I drink Ovaltine every day. It's chock-filled with 17 vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close. So no matter how old you are, there are great nutritional reasons to drink rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
With Christmas past now, retailers are beginning to count their tills to see how they did, and it's something of a mixed bag. Discounters like Walmart had only fair to middling business, but on the high end, things looked a little merrier for sellers like Sharper Image.
Sharper Image shares spiked after the seller of high-end gadgets raised its profit forecast and said sales in December were up 21% so far. Steel shares also climbed after China scrapped retaliatory tariffs on steel products. Nucor, the largest U.S. steel producer, jumped about 2% on the news. I'm John Russell here at the New York Stock Exchange.
As for the major stock indexes Friday, in a shortened holiday session, the Dow gained 19 points to close the week at 10,325. NASDAQ tacked on 4 points to finish at 1973, while the S&P 500 was adding 2 for a 1096 close. Internet and airline issues gained ground. There was some weakness in the telecom sector. There's more at USARadio.com. Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
Flash music. More talk.
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
You are tuned to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It is 5 minutes past noon on this Saturday, December 27th, 2003, and I'm Noah James with your Central Coast weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny and cool with highs from the mid-40s to mid-50s and some light winds. A little later on this evening, partly cloudy skies with patchy frost and lows in the 30s and lower 40s. And then tomorrow, increasing clouds with rain becoming likely late in the day. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, variable winds 5 to 10 knots with wind waves 1 to 2 feet and a northwesterly swell 5 to 9 feet at 13 seconds. It is currently a cold 50 degrees outside.